The Hunting and Simon Tafresh Lamed, it's a base. The Hunting by the Mishavuros of Katan Yud. So he's discussing how to make a minimal sukkah. He says on the third side to get the kibbutz. We're saying we're going to get away with just one tefach. So we're going to move away. Something which is a little more than a tefach within three tefachim of the wall, so that counts like four. And then you make a tzurz of pesach from there to seven. Yes, the tzurz of pesach, so cut and yud. Okay, lahashlim shira kosel, because that'll complete the seven, which is the length of that side. Adam Basha Kosha says, the zelmi rabbonim of the tefach merubach shamarna mitkila humi the rice. So that which you have to add, the Tzuras HaPesach is a Dindar Abonat. That which we have to take the piece of wood, which is a little more than a Tefach, it's a Tefach Meruvach. It's a spacious type of a Tefach. You put that within three Tefachim of the wall, so it becomes Lavud. The four tefachim are enclosed. That is in the raisa. So now the Shartzian says why. The point of this bach was that therefore it would be mutter to put up the tzuras of pesach on Yom Tov because it's a shus ayre akum. Could be a shus to shus b'mokum mitzvah because it'll be mashra the sukkah. Okay. Then you put a kan on top, and that's. So, hope everybody's picturing it. Yeah? Okay. So you put the cut on top, which is on that, the cut here, and the board was a tefach here, and there's a piece going on top. Uksheira. Was mutal atalta besoichoi, hotzim in abayis there, chaloyin la pesuch, la sukkah, b'shabbos, b'secha chag. You can carry inside the sukkah, on Shabbos. You can carry from the house to the sukkah on Shabbos. V'davu gab the b'shar Shabbos is also the talta alim ken yesh tikkun ruchavius. So what's the chiddush over here is normally we talk about a chotzer which is totally open on the fourth side, or a movi which is totally open on the fourth side. Midarais you're allowed to carry inside of there. Midarabanan it's also. But in this situation, Chazal allowed you to carry on the fourth side. Double gav the b'shar shabbos is also the tatal and ken yesh tikkun ruach revius. There has to be something on the fourth side. Come welcome shabbos shabbos b'sechachag. I mean, bigad abi doifin l'nyan sukkah abi doifin l'nyan shabbos. Since it's considered a wall for sukkah purposes, it's considered a wall for shabbos purposes. And that's the more says this sorta. Therefore, it's considered enclosed for sukkah purposes. The Torah said this is a valid way to enclose a sukkah. So who then is considered enclosed for Shabbos purposes? You're allowed to carry.
So only Shabbos sukkahs.
Only Shabbos and sukkahs. Correct. Then Yud Beis. And if the tefach and the doifin reach the schach, if you have a tefach, v'konat kein tzarech lemer. I'm not sure what the gersa was. Tefach v'hakonat, not a doifin. Okay, that makes more sense. Good. Reach the, so that counts as the tzarech of pesach. In tzarech konal gabayin, the schach guva, the choshev ki konal gabayin. The schach will be considered as connecting the two, like a konal gabayin. Right, Magen Rabbeinu Shikshal Zemir Yerushalmi. The night to look at the Hachmir Shem Dei Nasa Schach Lekach. Vachelim Yishu Kushosoi. Okay, Nesoy Mechal Lamo Alo Hipsa. Okay. Okay. Take a look over here in the Bir Alocha. Shiyamit Kono Alov Valatefach. I'm around the Pachas mean Shtetafan Shlemis, Lashishis Tefach. So the minimal size is two main full walls and a third wall with a Tefach, Tursa Pesach, and then a Tursa Pesach extending it. If you do anything less than that, Lemahani. Imyasa called the Fanas Ayade Tursa Pesach. Why don't we just make all the walls with Tursa Pesach? Double gab the Tursa Pesach, Himechitza Gemur Linya Shabbos. We enclose our city, and we allow to carry through the Tursa Pesach, which we consider as a Mechitza Gemurah, and a Kliyim. The Gemara says if you have grain growing in one field and you have Gefanim growing in another field, you put a Tursa Pesach in between, it's mutter, the same as if there be a wall there. There's no wall. I mean, it's totally open. Tursa Pesach is considered a wall. So it works for Shabbos and it works for Kliyim. Can't even work on the third wall. Forget about the first two. Koshkin Bashar the Fanas. So that's the Ran says. Okay, Barosh Daf Yotes Tzayt the Minatara Mahani Tursa Pesach Gam Kain. Chemirabana Beinan Davka Gam Tefach Sochik. On that third wall, Miraisa Tursa Pesach would have been sufficient. Mirabana, you need this board, which is a tefach, a large, you know, a wider tefach. And he says, just look at Sivob. So, but they both agree that it's just a passage instead of Mechitza Gemur. Just it's a fascinating discussion how we understand the concept of Tursa Pesach. What exactly is Tursa Pesach? What in halacha or how it's understood? So the Ran is saying it's a Mechitza Gemur, and the Rosh is saying it's a Mechitza Gemur. It's even referred to as a Tursa Pesach. It doesn't work as a doorway; it works as a wall. That's the point we're saying over here. Okay, Gimel. Sif Gimel. How you understand the Fanas?
It's keeping working as a doorway and working as a wall.
Tursa Pesach is not the pshat we look at it. Since it looks like a doorway, therefore it's like if there's a doorway through the door. It's a wall. Tursa Pesach is considered a wall. How you understand the Fanas? Zuka Neged Zu, Ubeneim Mefulish. There are two parallel walls. And in between is you're able to walk in between. So we need to, since you can walk all the way through, and at the end it's not considered a kosher sukkah. So what do you need to do? So oyse doifin sheish baruch rochvei arba tefachim umashuhu. Take a board which is four tefachim plus a little more. Umamida bepachos mishloish esamach leechad mishteya defanis. You place it perpendicular to one of the walls, just less than three tefachim away from the wall. So that's lavud. So there's a gap there, but it's less than three tefachim, so it's lavud. Ukshera. So, and that's kosher, because you've made equivalent of a wall of seven. That also stops the flow of the traffic which is through there. So in this situation, we can't let you just put like we did before, because you need something to set off the if this is the two walls, this is totally open. So doing the it's only if you put actual something which has equivalent of an actual wall is enough. We gam bezet tzarach lasit tzursa pesach shitin konam yapas aladoyfin ho'achir. So the pas is this piece of wood. You put your piece on top, piece on the wall that goes across. This because it's a lavud, it's like a whole full wall, there's no need for a tzursa pesach. Okay. I go, I will make a dive in Shiva below lavud. If it's a full seventh walking without even relying on lavud at all, in Tzurkan, tzursa pesach, tzurfa kersel, you don't need a tzursa pesach. So now the Tursa Pesach would be placed So if these are your two full walls, you put a gap here of less than 3 tefachim, you put a board of 7, and you put a source of pesach from here till the next wall. He says, but if let's say this is an actual board of 7, not relying on Lovet at all, he says, you don't need a source of pesach from here to the other wall. There's no tibet source of pesach in that situation because you have a full wall there. Which is exactly what they did to make it look, I guess, you know, they would make some type of a frame, as it were, over that side. So it makes it look nice, but there's no reason behind it.
So if it's 7, you could put it anywhere on that side?
No, you have to put it.
It has to be up against one of the walls.
Correct. You can't put it in the middle and it has a gap between either side.
It doesn't make any difference how big that side is. It could be 20 amos. Just 7 tefachim there would make it a wall.
That's correct. I'm not sure there might be a limit. I'm not sure what the limit there is.
It's not the majority or anything?
No.
20 amos, what?
No, I just meant how big is that?
Now, so why are we here? Do we need a board of 4 plus a mashahu? Before we got away with a board of 1 plus a mashahu. The case of 4 was the two walls which were there, already there, were perpendicular to each other and were adjacent already. So you already have two walls attached. Okay, and die b'shishis with tefach ba'alma. So the third one is sufficient to enclose it, putting a tefach ba'alma. Mashen came b'zeh, the hemerchokim zeh mizeh. They're not next to each other; they're parallel to each other. Kain tzarich la'asas doyven shel arba tefachim u'mashu la'amidah b'pachas m'shloshes samach l'doyven echad tavi kelovin. You have to make a wall there. You have to make something that stops the flow. And that's only going to be if it's 4 plus.
Where does Mechaber say that they're rechokim?
Shen Devan Zukenegad Zu, Ben Aim of Foolish. Zukenegad means they're parallel.
Yeah, and it's all, they're open. Between them is open.
Right, that's what he's saying. So they're not touching.
Doesn't say far apart.
Well, Rechokim just means they're not touching, as opposed to the first case where they were the two walls were touching each other.
Okay.
What you've accomplished now by doing this is you have two adjacent walls. So that solves the problem. Okay. Come as a circle, that's a source of pesach. What am I going to rub? Should we stop it? He doesn't say what his shear is. Sukkatan usually means 7 tefachim. So it's not like it means if there's any gap at all, but he'd find it problematic. But he says, Rechokim Menu Harbe. So I don't know. Again, I'm not sure what he has in mind, but the mice of the Chredim are Makel. Bisharman Shane Sarvaz and Sursa Pesach, the lawyer, Dormalis of Beis, Shoshama Tikun Bafas, Roch of Tevach, Shatikun Hugurua, Ken Sursa Pesach, Lahashim Ashir, Mashengib is Khan, Shesh Tikun Toiv, Bafas Arbo, Ken Sirlo, the Ain Sursa Pesach, Kasukhan, the Yeshahak, Kasur Bishan. So, what's the idea? In the case before, you had a wall here, you had a wall here. You put it over here. So, you said, we need to make something which indicates that you have 7 tefachim. So, what are you going to do? You're going to take a pass, which is a tefach, put it within a manamashu, put it within 3 tefachim of the wall. So, now you have 4. So where's your 7 tefachim? So, you make a source of pass to indicate you have something which is 7 tefachim long. So, that there's a very, very clear need for the source of pass over there to extend the wall. Over here, when you have the wall here and a wall here, and you put your gap of 3 tefachim minus a little bit, and then a board of 4, you have a wall of 7. So we have, what's connecting to this to that side? I don't care. We never said you needed a source for that purpose. That wasn't the reason why we had a source on the previous case. The previous case wasn't for connection purposes. It was to create a wall of seven. Because you only had a wall of four.
Right, and how did you get it to seven?
You made a source of Pesach from here to here. Mm-hmm. Right? You put your board of one plus over here, gap of three minus a little bit over here, so that's a total of four. Okay. That's very nice. So we're seven. So you said, well, make a source of Pesach from here to here, and you have a source of Pesach. Fine. So over there, there's a bona fide need for the source of Pesach. Over here, what's the bona fide need? You have a wall of seven, or halachic equivalent of a wall of seven, because you have love it. So that's what they say you don't need. That's right.
Is Lovett work on both sides? If he puts one tefach in the middle and it's three from either side, can you add three? Can he have in the middle just a post with one and then say I have three in this side and three in that side? So altogether there's seven.
Normally we say yes. I'm not sure. In regards to sukkah,
ordinarily we say yes. Why?
It doesn't look like.
But I'm not sure about sukkah that would work. Right. In the case of sukkah katana, which the whole gap is only seven, can you put a board in the
middle?
Right. Okay. The Ma'aseh Kodesh said you should mark well, like the sheet that you need a source of Pesach. But if you put a board of seven, an actual board of seven, Yika ain't circle count source of Pesach. Reserving the Bezek Kliyama ain't circle source of Pesach. Feel of the day of Rishonim because you have a full, you have mamash. It's a full wall of seven. How we can do that in Shiva after the Shakos the Shlishi Shu Oymen Negda Hu Menucha Kimi Meno. So there's a gap. There's still a gap. The walk upon him Yika Shalosh Tefanas Pesuk. You have three full walls. So there's no need for source of Pesach. Here it is. Let's have Dafka im Arichu Lo Yosem Yasara Amos. Nefesh Zeka Pesach. I'm like a Mamas Sepe. Like he says, the Shira is ten Amos. So then you need a source of Pesach. He's allowing it. He's saying you need a source of Pesach in that situation. Question. Good test. Was it going on? Koshen has used a Pesach. What's the learner? But Devin Revi, the fourth wall, for sure doesn't need a source of Pesach. There's no common need for that. Okay. The Dalit. Metamor Morim, this issue which we have, that the Sukkah is mafulish, which means there's a flow through, going through it, it's open ended at both ends. There's no wall back here. You made a wall here, and it's open. And it continues on out into the fields. Let's say you're inside an enclosed area. But when you walk through, you're eventually going to hit that wall, which is the end of the chotzer, the back of the chotzer. In that situation, I'll be saying, "I'll say the vanas of Kenegazu, dial a batikon a matir, k'mishet the vanas hasuyas k'min gam." It's much. All you need is the same type of thing which we used before: was a gap of three, a board which is a tefach and a mashu, and a source of pasuk three mashim at the seven. Beb zochotzer chov.
What?
The case we had before when the
board.
Yeah, mekor din zeh homer ras. Now. The only case which is mutter is he did the following. Whereas we're picturing the case like this. Here's the chotzer, here's the walls of the chotzer out here, and he built a sukkah in between. So he said, listen, here's a wall here, you're going to walk through, there's a wall at the end. He says, no, that's not the case. The case was that here's the wall of the chotzer, here's the wall of the chotzer. He laid schach on top, using the walls of the chotzer. And there's a back wall to the chotzer. So that was the case which you can say, the more saying that, you know what, the tikkun of hamatzer is sufficient. Because the walls which you're using lead to that back wall eventually. The Baha'i Mahani, Devin Mesoy Shalachotzer, Alva Pisha, Eno Devin Lasukkah. You didn't put schach, it's not really the wall of the sukkah, but it's sufficient. The case which we're mentioning over here was standing freestanding in the middle of the chotzer, that would not be true according to the Magen Avraham.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
What do you not understand? See, the case of Machaber said was you have walls of your chutzah here, and you build a sukkah here. So the sukkah is freestanding in the middle of the chutzah. And we're saying you built one wall here, one wall here. This is totally open, but since there's a wall back here of the chutzah, you can just put a tikkun hamata, which means a gap of lavud, a tefach and a mashahu, and a sursa pesach to seven. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. The Magen Avraham says no, that's not true. The only case you can do that is if you have the chutzah wall here and the chutzah wall here, and you laid schach on top of the chutzah wall. But you didn't make the schach all the way to the back wall. So now I can use the back wall of the chutzah, which is the next wall of this chutzah, which are using anyway the walls, to be the end, so I can just do tikkun hamata. I don't need a more significant enclosure. But if the sukkah is freestanding in the middle of the chutzah, I cannot use the back wall of the chutzah to solve the problem. Dalu tikkun hamata chav aleph. So this is the same case we had before. You see, you take a board which is a little more than a tefach, put it within three tefachim of the wall. And you put it on this end, which is the entrance way into the chotzer, but not where the back wall is. And the back wall acts, as it were, to make it not flow through enough that therefore you're allowed to do that type of a tikkun. Hey, kishachshir b'shtei tefanos asuyas kamin gam b'tevach l'tzuras pesach. We were matter the case before. You had the first case. We all of these cases. You had a gam, which means the two walls were adjacent. This wall and this wall. Then on the third wall, you did a gap of lavud, a board of a little more than a tefach, and a tzuras pesach. So now, what about if there's a doorway in the second wall, or there is a doorway in this wall? Does that undermine this heter? No, I feel him. Yesh stated the fathers of Pesachim Harbe Shein Ben Tzuras Pesach. There are doors which don't have a Tzuras Pesach, but they're actual doors, which means you can walk through them. Sheikh Shitar of Kol Haporet Yim Meruba Lo Amid Ksheiru. Okay, so the first thing he's making over here, it means even though there's an opening in this wall, there's an opening in this wall. Even if the openings in this wall might add up to be more than the oimed, it's still kosher. Rachel yeh psachim bekronis kemachitza tzichim lios mechuborim kemen gam. But you can't have that there's an opening here, it means they're not touching. The whole thing is predicated on the fact that they're touching. Mavashel yeh behem pirza yisera al esalam, as long as there's no one opening which is more than 10. And if that opening is more than 10, but it has a tzuras pesach, so even if it's more than 10, it's going to be mutter because it's a tzuras pesach. However, the Rambam filo yet miyesh a tzuras pesach, miyesh a pritz yosem yaser is psula. Okay, I'm in merubal the parts. The Rambam shita is by shatz of Shabbos also that the idea that you can make a tzuras pesach for more than 10 amos is only valid if the wall of that side is Eimid Meruba. So the most city Eruvin, according to Rambam, would be possible. Because the gaps which we have between the uprights is more than 10 amas. You're making a source of more than 10 amas, which is only mutter if the majority of that wall of that side of the Erev would be actual built walls, which it's not. So the Kohen, the Rambam, that's a problem. Now, Zot Ramah, so we have all these different halachas. You should know the mice like this. We don't get involved in three walls, two walls, with a tefa. We don't do any of that. And everybody's familiar with how to do it right. And therefore, we always do four walls. However, if I don't have enough material to make all my walls, I'd rather you have three full walls is better than four walls with relying on Tzuras of Pesach and Lovitz, etc. Okay, is that the Mishabura? Even if the porch adds up being more than the oymed, it's still kosher. But somewhere ayudeh apirtzus she yesh b'shei defanus. If she defanus apirtzus yachad yeh porch merubah lo oymed. She says, now, what do I mean when I say the open is more than the closed? So remember, we have a wall here, a wall here, and this third wall is have very minimal amount. The fourth side is totally open. And the third side, for the vast majority, is open. So if you have one doorway here already, or maybe, you know, two, you might end up with a reality, depending on how your sukkah is shaped, that the total amount of the whole sukkah is more open than closed. However, if this wall is more open than closed, it's not a wall. That's not acceptable. That we're not going to allow in that wall itself if the majority is open. But love it in our purposes is considered closed. Okay, so that's not a problem. But why am I going to run? Reish Simon Shadaitoim the Davkim Oisus Hasukah Me Arboat the Tefanus. I'm Oisus Hashosh the Tefanus Lo Mahani. I'm Oisus Hashosh the Tefanus Lo Mahani Me Arboat and Ayde Lovet. So this is a significant Morgan of Rum, for the following reason. The Morgan of Rum says that Me Arboat we don't allow Lovet to create your walls in a situation where you don't have four walls. So let's say you make a sukkah out of some type of material. So you want to be machmer, and you say, you know, the ma'isa, there's a sheet, you know, that sometimes those walls are flimsy, etc. So you're going to make walls by running string and doing lovet. But the ma'isa, you don't need four walls, mikra din, so why schlep the string around all four walls? I'll just do the string around three of the walls. So now you have the Morgan of Rum's case. Ignoring the Urias, what you do is making a sukkah wall out of lovet on three sides. The Morgan of Rum says you can't do a sukkah wall of lovet on three sides. You need a sukkah wall of lovet on four sides, but not on three sides.
What Urias?
If you made your sukkah out of canvas or something like that.
What did you mean, ignoring the Urias?
Sometimes the problem is that the walls flap; they move much too much in the wind and stuff like that. So you don't want to, even though they're there, luckily you don't want to rely on them to be the walls because that's questionable. So you run string, love and string, to create a wall which is 10 tefachim high based on love. So Pasha the Rambam says that would only be allowed if you do that on all four sides. Now if you don't, it's not enough to do it on three sides. So I once came to a sukkah. Somebody wanted me to ask me if the sukkah is kosher, and it was one of these. They were using the canvas, whatever it's, you know, whatever the material is, and they run the rope on three sides. They thought they'd be very firm. So now, the question like this: in the Morgan of Rum, the Rambam says you don't allow love it on. It's only on three sides. Is there a difference between love and which when it's going horizontal or vertically? In other words, the case which the Rambam was talking about is that you put posts like this, sticks, each one less than three tefachim apart. So the Maaseh says there's a gap in between. So even though we say halachically love is considered enclosed, so no, it's not enclosed. So that's like we look at it like it's parts merubah. Mirabana. So you only allow it if you have all four sides. In this case, where it was horizontals, which were love with each other, you put the first string within three tefachim to the ground, and another string within three tefachim of that, another string, etc. So you got the height of ten tefachim. So do you say there's a problem of ports merubah when it's that direction? I wasn't sure about that. Whether that's still true that the Magen Ram has this chumrah. Okay. Although
I'm saying that it may not be horizontal, so you can use like we have like a lattice works that have. Can you see this? All these fences, these lattice works. So, if you have
which go both directions,
Yeah. So if the space is bigger than the solid,
no. So that we don't worry about. So even though we said that the total poritz is greater than the oimid, it's okay as long as this wall is majority of oimid. But besides that, we also need there to be at least one section of this wall which is complete and that it's a shear of four tefachim. Chaf dalid. You can't do it in the corners. Right. Rachel Yapsachim, Hainu Afilo Imasuyas Mitsuras Pesach. You can't do it in the corners. Now, what about if the pshat is you just left this thing blank? So I hear the problem. The wall ends here, and the wall starts here, and there's just a gap in between. But let's even get Mitsuras Pesach from here to the corner, and from here to the corner. You can't rely on Tzurza Pesach. However, the Biralacha will say you could rely on Lovud. So if I would have a small gap here between the two walls, if I build my sukkah and the two walls don't touch and there's a gap of a few inches, that's not touching. Right? That's not a problem. Because that's called Lovud. Bikronis. Now, it says the problem was you can't have an opening in the corner. Bekaren hoyel leimer. Domayer mechaber belekas sukkah el shedefana shlemis. Like el karenecha. There's only one corner. Like the only corner which you can talk about is this corner. The corners. There ain't no corners. There's only one corner. I have a sukkah with four walls, and I would like to make a gap right here and open to walk through. That there. So now this wall, this wall, I'm not touching. Right? He says, no, it doesn't bother me because in the one corner the two of them are touching. Mm-hmm. Now, however, you can't have a pirtzah more than 10. Even though it's a very long wall and this wall is greater than the area which is closed is more than 10 amos. So the enclosure is greater than the opening, but it doesn't make a difference because an opening of more than 10 is considered a pirtza. If it's a pirtza, even more than 10 is okay. So if I feel a bishop, the problem is not a pirtza because it's a pirtza, which means it's just a breakthrough. No, it's not, because there's a Tursa Pesel there now. Tursa Pesel works more than 10 Amos. Fine. Now, however, the Ramah says the minute nowadays is to make Mechitza Shlemis. We don't do this. Mitzgeus was the town of the Rif. The mitzvah of the Mufka, she is Shalosh of Vanish, Sukkah, Sumas, we call Baruch Hussein. Well, you have Mokam Psuach, Ella Mokam, a Pesel Bovad. The only the four side is open, that's you get in, and that everything else should be closed. That'd be a problem because it's more than 10. But you put a source of pasta there, that would be okay. Let's hold it here.
What's more than 10?